From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet this Saturday in Lausanne, Switzerland, with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other diplomats to discuss the situation in Syria. The meeting will be held even though the United States halted direct talks with Russia on Syria because of Russian airstrikes on Aleppo. Kerry will also hold discussions with regional and international partners October 16th in London. Britain has warned that Russia faces becoming a pariah state for its bombing campaign in support of Syrian government forces. Henry Ridgewell reports.
In an emergency parliamentary debate Tuesday, Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Russia was becoming a pariah nation.
If President Putin's strategy is to restore the greatness and the glory of Russia, then I believe he risks seeing his ambition turn to ashes in the face of international contempt for what is happening in Syria.
Lawmakers repeatedly called for Britain to help enforce a no-fly zone to protect civilians. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Burundi's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a bill that calls for the country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The bill now awaits a signature by President Pierre Nkurunziza. Supporters of the bill charge that the court hurt Burundi's institutions and was being used as an instrument to intervene in national politics. The action is seen by many as a new stage in Burundi's growing isolation from the international community. An explosion in Maiduguri, the capital of Nigeria's northeast Borno state, Wednesday killed at least 7 people and wounded 15. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. The explosion occurred as a taxi approached a gas station. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is vowing to finish his run for the White House on his own terms. Trump appears unconcerned that many Republican leaders have abandoned his campaign following news stories about his past statements demeaning women. Trump campaigned Wednesday in Florida.
There's never been a time like this in our country. And Congress, in all fairness, and I'm so disappointed in them. I am so disappointed in Congress. I am so disappointed. And I mean both sides. I'm not talking Republican, Dem. I'm talking everybody.
A new wave of opinion polls shows Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, surging to a greater lead over the Republican. The Real Clear Politics average of polls gives Clinton a 6.2 percentage point national lead. Clinton's campaign, sensing it is on the verge of winning, is considering expanding its efforts into states that almost always vote for Republican presidential candidates, including Georgia in the southern part of the country and Arizona in the west. The UN human rights chief says Donald Trump would be, in his words, dangerous from an international point of view if elected president. Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein called some of Trump's comments about vulnerable communities and the use of torture deeply unsettling and disturbing. Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman says the FBI is investigating Russia's role in hacking his emails. After thousands of John Podesta's personal emails were hacked, WikiLeaks began releasing them on Friday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has denied Russia's involvement in the leaks. As Haiti continues to count its dead and assess damage following Hurricane Matthew, doctors and public health officials warn of a risk of cholera. Unprecedented flooding has contaminated already scarce safe drinking water, drastically increasing the risk of a cholera outbreak. Dr. Uni Krishman is director of an emergency health unit for Save the Children Haiti.
This is a country with limited financial resources, poorest country in this hemisphere. So Haiti needs all the attention and the support it can receive now.
Once contracted, dehydration caused by cholera can kill children as quickly as 6 hours. Saudi Arabia says it will ease the blockade of rebel-controlled areas of Yemen to evacuate people wounded in an airstrike. At a funeral, Peter Salisbury of the Britain-based research organization Chatham House says the situation in Yemen is getting worse every day. U.S. officials say Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a missile at a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea Wednesday. They say the rocket missed its target. The official told VOA the attack was the second aimed at the same U.S. ship in the past 4 days. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.